Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. I once knew a woman with lung cancer who almost blew her face off while sneaking a smoke under an oxygen mask. Wall Street these days reminds me of her. The masters of the universe, the hedge fund guys, the private equity managers, parasites, whatever you wish to call them, are so addicted to subprime lending, they can't give it up, even though they are still in traction from the last time it blew them up and evicted 10 million Americans from their homes. Immediately, and I mean immediately, after the collapse of the subprime mortgage bubble brought the entire world's financial system to its knees, the MOTU, Masters of the Universe, decided that the remedy to the destruction wrought by subprime mortgages was subprime rental contracts. Not to mention subprime auto loans, but that's another story. They would take the lemons, that is, the hundreds of thousands of foreclosed homes littering the real estate landscape whose owners had been unable to make the mortgage payments, buy them on the cheap and rent them to people unable to make the rent. Then, as they learned so successfully 15 years ago, they would wrap a bunch of subprime loans in a bundle and sell shares in the bundle. What could go wrong? Wall Street's appetite for this idiocy is endless. Just in the past 2 years, the MOTU have bought 200,000 single-family homes cheap for cash in urban areas devastated by their prior depredations in order to rent them out, in some cases to the former owners. In April of last year, in Atlanta, one investment firm bought 1,400 houses in 1 day. The biggest operator in this new next big thing is the Blackstone Group, the world's largest private equity firm. See, their job is to find obscene rates of return for obscene amounts of money possessed by the 0.01% of people who need professional help in thinking what to do with their cash. It is also, through its subsidiary Invitation Homes, the largest single owner of single-family homes in the United States, having spent $7 billion for 41,000 houses. It was Blackstone, in partnership with Deutsche Bank, whose excesses in the previous housing meltdown are legendary, that brought to the market the first offering of rental-backed securities. In October of last year, they asked for $480 million for a bundle of 3,000 rental contracts. They got it. Since then, they've reaped $3 billion more. And analysts working for the MOTU predict a $1 trillion market in a few years. Definitely the next big thing. But wait, could there be trouble in this paradise? Blackstone's business plan envisioned an occupancy rate of 95%. A brief pause here to wait out the hysterical laughter of anyone who has ever been a landlord. Early this year, when an investigative reporter from In These Times checked on a sample of 50 Invitation Homes properties in Chicago, only 17 were occupied. In just 2 months, Bloomberg reported, income from the securitized contracts fell by 7.6%, while the number of houses either empty or occupied by delinquent renters shot up over 8% in 2 months. These appalling numbers did nothing to quench Wall Street's thirst for the rental housing Kool-Aid. Complaints are coming in from all over the country that Invitation Homes and now the several companies that are trying to emulate it are failing to deal with electrical, plumbing, appliance, and structural issues that inevitably arise in aging houses. There are also abundant allegations that they are trampling on landlord-tenant law, insisting that tenants rent properties as is, meaning whatever goes wrong is your problem, sucker. That's illegal. And issuing eviction notices days, even hours, after the rent comes due. That's also illegal. So, with their tenants disappearing or going broke, their properties deteriorating and or vandalized, and their legal challenges mounting, the Motu merely accelerate their lemming-like stampede toward the next correction cliff. Oxygen masks and cigarettes going strong. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.